This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, welcome back. I am hotter than hell. And I'm not drinking beer. I'm using these to cool me off. These are ice cold, and I'm not trying to do a commercial for Bud Light by any means, but these have been out of a refrigerator for 2 weeks, and they're still ice cold. And if you guys are hot, and I am hotter than hot, I would say use these things. These are just so nice and cool. I don't know where you guys live, but I live in Southern Nevada, and it is almost, what, 117, 113, it doesn't matter, what's over 100. And don't be giving me this dry heat stuff. Oh, it's dry heat. Yes, I get that there are merits to a dry heat from humidity, but it's still hotter than hot. When you get in your car and you burn your butt and you can't wear shorts, and then you can't touch the seat belt, and then you're trying to touch the radio, and then you put your phone on the dash or in this little cove in the dash, and then all of a sudden it shuts down for 2 hours because it overheats, and all you did was stick it in there for about a minute or two. It's hot. But this is where I'm kind of getting a little antsy. All right, we had the toilet paper shortage, right? This year, toilet paper shortage, then we had water bottle shortage, then we had the meat shortage. If you thought I was going to lose my mind, that it was almost then. I was like, please don't be affecting the meat supply. I need to eat meat. Or you can only buy one thing of meat. It worked. We made it last. You know, a trick we used to do growing up when you're poor is like throwing cornflakes in it or something like that to kind of beef up, you know, make it look like a bigger meatloaf than it is. We made it work. But there was the meat shortage. Then we had some other shortage, and then, yeah, probably common sense for a while there. Then we had the coin shortage. Coin shortage is such a hard word to say on air. Coin shortage. Your mouth doesn't go back to where the way it needs to be. People are still asking, why do we have a coin shortage? Well, because a lot of people were already going to credit card. A lot of people were already going to, like, auto pay on their phone and doing, like, the flash thing. You know, like you saw the NFL players do where they just show their phone and, it, you know. So less people were asking for change. Then you had all these businesses close. And then once businesses started to reopen, many of them didn't have enough change for the supply, hence a change shortage. All right, and then now we have a energy shortage. So in California, they've been doing rolling blackouts. Or they started to, and then I think they stopped with an executive order. And at first, I thought the rolling blackouts had to do because of the fires. You know how you couldn't cut down the trees because you wanted to save the trees, so you had to have the power lines close to the trees, and then fires started. Remember, we had that huge, horrible fire a couple of years ago in California. So a lot of times when you have high wildfire risk, they'll lower energy. They'll cut the power. Do rolling blackouts. Well, in Nevada, we don't really have trees. Okay, we got some cacti, we got some lizards, maybe some rattlesnake, got some maybe barrel cacti, some yucca, you know, plants, whatever, ocotillos, some choyas, but we don't really have a lot of trees. We were told by our energy supplier, Nevada Energy, that we need to try to conserve energy for the energy shortage. And the people just lost their mind. I mean, we are talking pooping on themselves. So things that were recommended were, if you don't need to have the lights on, shut the lights off, which I agree, all right, to turn off pool pumps. If you have an electric car, to not charge it between 2 and 9 p.m. Now, that scares me. This is why I don't have an electric car, because I've seen The Walking Dead, and you need to have gas and be able to drive away from the zombies. If there's no power, how are you driving? So I'm really scared of electric cars still. I'm not ready for that yet. It was a good hybrid. Those are expensive. If you make the hybrid cheaper, I'll consider it. But not going to work. Then they want you to pre-cool your home prior to 2 p.m. which as soon as the kids come home or go outside to the gym or whatever, or the dog opens up the doggy door, all the hot air comes in. They also recommend to close your window coverings and keep your refrigerator and freezer closed. Okay? I got two boys who are homeschooling right now, right? Distance learning or virtual learning. Okay, that refrigerator is open up like every 5 minutes. So if we actually had a blackout, I don't know how the hell we would even function. And so I thought I should just spend a couple seconds talking about what you guys could do to keep cool, because if they're talking about energy shortages, and already in California, you know, we've seen it before where they've just done rolling blackouts where they will cut your power. We have people that have the ability to cut our power. We have people that have the ability to not let us work, to prevent us from working. You know, you're essential and you're not essential. You know, we have all these arbitrary now declarations and choices and discriminations being done. So what happens if here you are in the middle of a heat wave and somebody decides, you know what, we're going to cut the power. We have a shortage of power. Now, why do we have a shortage of power? Because we're having a heat wave. We've always had a heat wave, but for some reason it's hotter. It's 2020, of course. Of course, if it's going to be hotter, there's going to be any records that break, it's going to be 2020. So there's a few things you could do. Okay, one is you need to stock up on frozen ice stuff and have like an extra freezer. Because when power goes out, it is really, really nice to, one, have that as food, but two, those things can keep you cool. You don't want your main refrigerator to have to be touched, but at least you could use some of the things in your freezer. Plus, you could make some do-it-yourself sort of air conditioners. If you have a fan and you have anything that's ice cold, you could kind of make your own air conditioner. We'll kind of talk about that another time. There's a lot of little tricks you could do to do it yourself. But the thing is you kind of need ice. You need something frozen. Aluminum. I got to tell you, this has been room temperature for I don't know how long, and it is colder than cold. I mean, you could just stick these in your bra, and you could stay cool. I have, like, tons of these, and then I could even drink them if I have to. So I would say buy aluminum-type stuff that you could use. You could just stick it under your arm. You want to, like, if you try to keep cool, stick things under your arm or in your groin area. I'm not going to do that on air, but it keeps you cool. And then there's a lot of material out there that is like really, really soft. Like this, I'm wearing something that's like not really cottony, but you also don't want anything that's kind of sticky. You could, you know, run around the house half naked if you don't have other people in the house. I guess that works. But if you guys have any cracks in your house, seal them. If you can add extra trees or shade in your house, you want to do that. If you can add awnings, but if they could tell us to not go to work and close down our stores, then they could very easily say, guys, we're cutting power. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. Okay, so Joe Biden has been nominated for president by the Democratic National Convention, and that wasn't really a big shock there, of course. What was a little bit of a shock was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I don't know if you saw her one-minute speech. I was watching hockey because it was, we were in round one, and Golden Knights were playing the Blackhawks, and they had to kind of crush them in order to move on to round two, which they it was close. Well, actually, it went out. The game went out. So then we had to try to find it. By the time we found it, we were behind, 2-1. We're like, what the hell? But then it worked out, so we're pretty happy. But during all that time, during all the drama with hockey, the Democrats formally nominated Joe Biden Jr. for presidency. And this, they couldn't assemble in Milwaukee, and they had to do the whole virtual thing, and they had to have either pre-recorded or live videos. But Ocasio-Cortez, who a lot of people like, I guess, you know, she's one of these, I don't know if she's millennial or Generation Z. I think she's millennial still, a young millennial. She has a huge following, and apparently she has a very similar following as Bernie Sanders. So she basically makes her about a minute, minute and a half speech. From what I understand, many politicians were upset that the Latinos were not as represented as others in the Democratic National Convention in terms of time allowed. And so we heard that that kind of, you know, brushed some people wrong. But Ocasio-Cortez says at the end of her video, you know, she was talking about en espíritu del pueblo and out of a love for people. She goes, I hereby second the nomination of Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont for president of the United States. So you're like, wait a second. Okay, I thought she was, you know, on board with the whole Joe Biden thing, or and some people thought this was a brilliant move on her part because it showed that she is anti-establishment. She is, you know, going to kind of do things her way. She's going to make headlines. If they only give her a minute and a half, might as well, you know, make a splash. You know, whether she endorsed Biden or not, did it really matter in terms of votes? He was going to get nominated anyway, so why not stand out? Other people think, you know, is this just kind of, you know, shooting her in the foot that she's kind of always rogue? Well, apparently NBC, and now she are having it, all right? Apparently NBC had done a tweet and had basically said that in one of the shortest speeches of the DNC, Representative Ocasio-Cortez did not endorse Joe Biden and said, I hereby second the nomination of Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont for President of the United States. Well, apparently this caused a whole big stir. People were upset. See, I didn't hear about it. I just heard about it because of news. I didn't really see it on Twitter. So apparently they deleted the tweet. This is NBC News. Then the editor added a little appendage saying this tweet should have included more detail on the nominating process. But Ocasio-Cortez has been dissatisfied, and she has now been tweeting like crazy, saying you waited several hours to correct your obviously and blatantly misleading tweet. It sparked an enormous amount of hatred and vitriol, and now the misinfo you created is circulating on other networks, all to generate hate clicks from a pre-recorded routine procedural motion. So she wants NBC to now fix the incredible amount of damage and misinformation. She said the 1:15 a.m. tweet to slip under the radar isn't blowing up a totally false and divisive narrative across networks, isn't it? And so NBC News has not released further comment. But I bring this up, okay, because one thing I notice, whether it's with the far right or the far left, is there's not a lot of unity. And I get that. That's kind of the beauty of politics. You know, you don't want, you know, it all about the R and the D. You want there to be a mixture, you know, of discussions and an array of opinions. And, you know, you want to, you know, feel like there's going to be, you know, some sort of a discussion or a debate, etc. That's, you know, what makes our country so great. But when you start to see liberal entities fight against each other, it just shows that our, you know, bond or our, shall we say, you know, sisterhood or brotherhood is very superficial. I mean, you know, we brought this up with some of the, you know, women's issues. You know, there's a lot of women out there that have made it, right, to, you know, certain, through certain obstacles. And then they sometimes be some of the worst obstacles and challenges for other women. And yet, you know, in 24 hours later, they're calling for sisterhood. And I'm like, really? You know, and you know, same thing with, you know, if NBC or Ocasio-Cortez or whoever is like, well, we need to unite the country, we need to fix the country, we need to whatever, and then here they are going back and forth. Now, I mean, I could be, you know, wrong. I mean, I'm looking at the original tweet where basically it said that Ocasio-Cortez had not endorsed Biden for president. I'm not sitting here, you know, defending NBC News, but Ocasio-Cortez endorsed Sanders, and they explained that. So they said in one of the shortest speeches of the DNC, Representative Ocasio-Cortez did not endorse Joe Biden. But she highlighted the fact that that's how media does things. Rather than it being a less intriguing headline of, you know, Ocasio-Cortez still maintains support for Bernie Sanders, it was she did not endorse Joe Biden. And that's how things happen in the media. You know, you take a fact and you slant it, or you angle it, or you word it a certain way, you know? And you know, I try to be very, very careful because I don't like to sensationalize headlines or things like that. But then again, most of my medical headlines are kind of boring, you know? Famotidine has shown, you know, efficacy in fighting COVID-19. You know, and you're like, okay, well, that kind of sounds boring. But I'm like, you know, common stomach acid medication still used on the front lines for COVID. That's true. But it sounds so much sexier. But what's happening now with the Democrats is they've shown a huge array of very, very huge headliners. You had, you know, Bill Clinton. You had Michelle Obama. You had some Republicans that switched sides, although I really wouldn't call Kasich, you know, a huge headliner, but still. And so, you know, now they have to basically show that Biden can do the job. I think Donald Trump had said something to the effect of, does Biden even know what's going on? Yes, I think he does know what's going on. But then Jill Biden had to support, you know, his mentation and cognition, et cetera. You know, Biden is 77. And 77 years old, you know, is older. I mean, we're younger now at 77 than we used to be. I mean, you know, 77 used to be a you know, it would blow you away in terms of life expectancy. But, you know, our life expectancy on average but with the exception of the whole opioid crisis, our life expectancy was well into the 80s. And so Joe Biden keeps himself in shape. You know, I think he could last at least 4 years. Now, you see how I got to be careful with that, okay? Because somebody could then turn the headline, say, Dr. Dahlia, think Joe Biden will not make it a second term. I didn't say that. All I said was I think he could very, very well, you know, make it through his first term. Whether he will be asked to, you know, step down has been a big source of, you know, discussion. Because Kamala Harris has a youthfulness and, you know, her being female and, you know, she's half Jamaican, half Indian. So that's been very attractive to many who want, you know, a more, you know, a non-Caucasian representative, you know, in the White House. So I'm not sure where that's going to go. But, you know, Joe Biden has apparently entered the Senate since 1972, and this has been a career since age 30. Lost his wife, I believe, and daughter, then also lost a son to brain cancer. A lot of debate on his relationship with Jill and if that started, you know, after everything or while she was still married. But he's been somebody that has been in politics and people think, you know, he deserves it. You know, it's his time. Others, including Obama, has, you know, basically voiced that he has concerns. So is this all going to ride on Kamala Harris? Is it going to ride on, you know, a Congress that has, you know, both, you know, kind of rogue, you know, liberal Democrats and not. So it's going to be very, very interesting, but boy, is it anxiety producing. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just announced that the people of Iraq will benefit from just over $200 million in aid for things like food and water, announcing the money from USAID during a briefing with Iraq's foreign minister.
We're committed to helping Iraq achieve economic prosperity, freedom from foreign meddling in its internal affairs, and improve relationships with its neighbors.
Pompeo said he can see a day in the not-too-distant future when American tourists can visit Iraq to see the country's historic sites. The president taking another run at mail-in voting with a tweet this morning saying, if you can protest in person, you can vote in person. Millions of Americans are expected to vote by mail in November's election because of the continued concerns about the coronavirus outbreak. The president also saying that his fight with big drug companies will be causing drug prices to drop by 60 or even 70%. This is USA Radio News. A huge warehouse fire just outside of Dallas could burn for days, according to Assistant Fire Chief in Grand Prairie, Bill Murphy.
We've got it contained somewhat. The flames aren't as big. Our biggest problem is this is a lot of plastic. It burns very hot. You've got to have a lot of foam to put on it.
Murphy says officials are almost sure the blaze started at a nearby high-tension power line. He says some flights at DFW Airport could end up being affected by smoke from the fire. There have been no evacuations in the vicinity of that warehouse, though, so far. Joe Biden is now officially the Democratic presidential nominee. The former VP got the official nod at the party's convention last night. It was night two. And tonight, his vice presidential pick, Senator Kamala Harris, will address the convention. Biden himself will accept the nomination at tomorrow night's edition. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so a lot more to talk about. On the COVID front, one of the medications we talked about a while back was famotidine. Now, famotidine is the generic name for Pepcid. Now, Pepcid has been used in generic form because it's cheaper in the COVID fight, and we've been using it in the hospitals for very severe patients with COVID. Now, early on, when we saw some of the initial studies, I had reminded you guys about when I was in school and training, we had to stop using famotidine in people because it would lower their platelets. And famotidine was kind of a given for all these patients who were having surgery and was going to be in the hospital for a long time because we were worried about stress ulcers. When you're in the hospital and you're not eating your regular food and you're not, you know, sitting up and walking around and doing your usual thing, plus you're stressed that you're in the hospital and you're away from your dog and you're away from your spouse and you're away from your kids. Although, think about it. If I could be away from the kids and the spouse and the pets for a while, I'd be like, vacation! But still. So we were very, very cognizant of how it would affect the platelets, and the platelets are clotting factors. So early on in the 90s, well, maybe late 90s, okay, because I don't want to date myself too much, I just always had to keep a very, very close eye on people's platelets whenever they would be on famotidine. So there's obviously some sort of thrombocytopenia that could happen with certain dosages or with certain people. So when they said that famotidine seems to be a shining star in the COVID fight, I mean, I don't know if they've explained how an acid, an H2 blocker, something that helps reduce acid in the stomach, helps fight COVID. My first thought was maybe it has to do something with platelets. And I could be wrong. Okay, sure, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, hospitalists that are like, you know, Dr. Dahlia, just, you know, go back to school. Things have changed since the 90s. I don't think so. I think there's still significant data that shows that famotidine has some sort of a blocking or some sort of a negative feedback or some sort of a inhibition of platelet activity. And if that is, or platelet production, and if that might be what's preventing high morbidity and mortality with COVID, because remember we talked about blood clots, we talked about how many people just start to develop blood clots, and it's a very, very scary side effect of COVID. I'm wondering if famotidine plays a role. Aspirin would also, and everybody gets aspirin in the hospitals too if they're not allergic to it and they don't have, you know, any risk of bleed. But that's my guess with the famotidine. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Nobody really listens to me, but that's my guess. So we'll see. Does that mean people should preventatively take it? No, I don't want anybody taking anything preventatively. I don't want anybody trying to drop their platelets. And it doesn't happen to everybody. It just, you know, sometimes I'll notice a drop, you know, in hospital patients with it. But it's definitely something that might be considered later prophylaxis if we believe COVID does resurge, become as severe as it once was, and we think we're going to see more clot issues. You know, they've been talking about how COVID cases have been dropping. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Deaths have been rising in the Sunbelt states. And it's interesting because I was talking to a friend of mine who's an ICU nurse, and she reminded me that a lot of people in Vegas are not going back to their colder home, right, during the summer. So we get a lot of snowbirds. We get a lot of older individuals that will come down to the south for the winter, right, and then they will go back in the summer. Well, in Nevada, she had said she's noticed in the hospital that there's a lot of people that don't really live here during the summer, but they're here, so the population is higher than it normally would. Well, now extrapolate that to when you see what's going on with the Sunbelt states. Well, if you have older people that usually aren't there during the summer, and now they have their morbidity and, you know, mortality that comes associated with age, whether it's their heart attacks or their strokes or their pneumonias, etc., you're going to probably see more numbers than you would in those areas because those older people had fled to the south, right, for the winter, never got to go back upstate, or they're now, you know, kind of sitting tight, locked down, whatever. So it kind of changes the numbers. So it's an interesting thing. And so I was really, really happy that she brought that up to me. She gets credit for thinking of that one. Okay, so now, Dr. Fauci. So, Dr. Fauci, oh boy, poor Dr. Fauci. Okay, so Dr. Fauci now, oh my God, every time he says something, it's just the media, just like, they just take it and run with it. And Dr. Fauci says he does not foresee the U.S. mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for the general public. The latest study says only 44% of people say they would actually get the COVID vaccine if they could. So that's kind of concerning, you know, because we're spending all this money, we're spending all this time. We're praying that we could go back and open up and see a movie once again. I'd really like to see the 007 movie. And everyone's like, oh, well, we need the COVID vaccine. And yet people going, I'm not going to take it. I would get the COVID vaccine, but I would wait to make sure that people who need it first got it, because I don't think there's going to be enough. But what's very interesting about what Dr. Fauci said is he does not believe, okay, and this is currently, that the government is not going to mandate the COVID vaccine. Well, this is assuming we have an administration that doesn't want to force vaccination. All right, we've seen certain administrations or certain government entities, I'm not saying which side of the aisle they're on, that have no problem mandating things. They have no problem mandating power outages. They have no problem mandating you being closed. They have no problem mandating saying, you know what, we're shutting this down, or you're not going to prescribe this, or you're not going to whatever. I mean, we have, you know, certain liberties that have been taken, and I get asked so many times by people going, are they going to force the flu shot this year? Are they going to force the COVID shot? So this year, no. I don't think anybody's going to force anything. I think Trump will have a fit. I think people are already kind of antsy. People are pretty anti-government as it is right now. So they're anti-law enforcement, anti-government, which is going to be very, very interesting when we look at what happens with the election. People are anti-post office. The post office is like, how the hell do we get involved? Nobody's been even talking about the post office for 20 years. Now that we have texts and emails, all of a sudden the post office is now, you know, people want to defund the post office. People want to fund the post office. People are giving the post office some... I actually got mad at the post office because I ordered some tuna fish for, you know, a little shake-a-boo because it was shake-a-boo's birthday. So I ordered some tuna fish, and apparently it got stuck in my mailbox. So it's been heated up. It's been like cooked tuna fish. So he's not going to be happy. And he calls it tuna fish. So he's going to be very unhappy about that. So what do I think is going to happen in terms of the vaccination? So this year, we will have a vaccine. Okay. Whether Russia was right about their vaccination success or not, America will get one. China will beat us. China will come up with the vaccine first. Right? And we're all going to be like, I'm going to pass. So China's going to give their vaccine to whatever. We're going to probably either get it or one of our friendlier country, you know, buddies are going to have it. And then there's going to be a little bit of a fight of who gets it, you know. Does France get their vaccine if they come up with it first? Does the U.S.? So there'll be a little bit of that push and shove. They're going to have to mass produce. And they're going to mass produce probably at the same speed they mass produce COVID tests, which makes me a little nervous. And then they're going to say, all right, let's hit the nursing homes. Let's hit all the essential workers. Let's hit anybody that, you know, is going to be at high risk, which I think is going to be great. But then there's going to be the discussion of, wait a second, well, do I need it? I might be immune. I might have antibodies. And then you're going to have all this discussion on, well, do the antibodies last? Do the antibodies actually mean anything? Is the coronavirus vaccine actually, you know, keeping up with any mutations? So I think there is going to be a lot of hesitancy. And there's going to be people saying, you know what, give my vaccine to somebody else. Or, you know what, don't vaccinate me because I want to be able to take off work. I don't want anybody to think I'm vaccinated and then I have to now show up to work when other people get to stay home and Zoom work or lay out by the pool. So I think there is going to be a much bigger reluctance for the vaccine. Then it all depends what happens with the election. And if COVID persists into the spring and we have, let's say, a Biden administration and we're starting to go through shutdowns, I believe then we're going to start seeing mandatory vaccines. So I just, you know, hold on to your pants or hold on to your jewels because I don't know what the hell is going to be going on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. For some reason, I haven't gotten banned yet. I've kind of played it safe. I know a lot of you guys have been in Facebook jail or Twitter jail. I haven't gotten banned yet. So, that's good. It's really, really hard to insult somebody's prostate. It is, because most people don't even like their prostate. So, I have a question for you guys, because this keeps coming up, where when I was watching the Democratic candidates debate, you know, they were talking about, you know, giving everybody money, you know, $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, and this is called universal income, which I think is an oxymoron because, I mean, income is something you earn, all right, you know, but we have a very, very weird economic landscape right now, and if people aren't making money and they are forced to not work, we have governments saying you're not going to work, you have to stay closed, or basically destroying the business. I mean, people still need to eat. So we've kind of made this artificial now new economy where you are really, really dependent on the government. And I'm very, like, you know, anti-government. So whether that means I'm libertarian, whether that means I'm Republican, Democrat, independent, I don't like government in my business. And so, you know, like a lot of Democrats, they don't like government in their business in terms of like birth control, healthcare, things like, or certain things like that. Republicans don't like government in your business when it comes to certain things. So call me a get the hell out of my, you know, business sort of thing, okay? Or stay out of my pants, okay? That's always been a philosophy I've always had, too. So I don't know if that's a political party. So Germany is going to test out universal income. Germany wants to know if they give everybody approximately $1,300 a month, are they going to, A, sit on the couch, eat fast food, and stream Netflix, or whatever the equivalent is in Germany? Or, okay, maybe they don't eat fast food. Okay, maybe they eat knockers and, you know, it's spätzle. Oh, gosh. See, I'm part German, so spätzle, like, really yummy. Oh, those butter noodles. Oh, my gosh, so yummy. It's a very, very heavy diet. You know, a lot of carbs and, you know, fat and stuff, but yummiest food, some of the yummiest food out there. Anyway, or are the German people who are getting the $1,300, are they actually going to give more to charity? Are they going to infuse money into the economy? Are they going to actually leave their house and try to take that money and invest it or infuse it into other businesses? So before Germany decides to go and do universal income, they're going to test it out. They're going to give 120 people money. They're just, I believe, this $1,300 a month, and then they're going to watch another, and is it 120 people? I have to double check. But they're going to look at two groups of people, and they're going to look at their behaviors, and, oh, 120 people. Yeah, 120 people, and they're going to, though, then they're going to have another group of 1,300 people who aren't going to be given the money. And they're going to compare the attitudes, compare the actions that they do. Now, this is very tricky because you kind of need, my nose is running, I apologize, you kind of need, you know, controls, you kind of need a vacuum sort of situation because, you know, if you have people that know they're being watched, they might, you know, try to overdo something. Like, you know, whenever I notice a camera, okay, so I'll take my kids into the store and they'll start acting up. So I'm like, I'm going to whip your butts, I'm going to blah, 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 I'm going to blah, 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 you know, I kind of get all, you know, parental, right? Not that I'd ever whip their butts because they know I, you know, I can't. You know, their tushies are not really easy to attack. They run faster than me, so I really can't, you know, spank them or whatever. But that's when they were younger. But I would be like, and then all of a sudden I see the camera. I'm like, oh, you know, you guys are so cute, and then I take you home, I'm going to just kick your butt. Yeah, I mean, you know, once you're on camera, you do act differently. You know, like I got a runny nose. I really want to take this Kleenex and shove it so up my nose and kind of like really clean out whatever's kind of holding the moisture. But I'm on camera, so I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to act like I'm very, very dainty with my nose. See, I'm just being very dainty. I got a piece of food in my teeth. I just really want to take my whole hand and just dig it out. But I'm not going to do that because I'm on camera. So I am a little concerned because when we do studies, we do something like called like a double blind study where the person, like if we're testing a medication, all right, the person that's receiving the medication, they don't know if they're going to receive the medication or the dummy pill, the placebo. The person giving the medication doesn't know if they're giving the dummy pill or the real medication, so you don't have that bias. It's really kind of hard to do that when you're getting a $1,300 check. I mean, you're going to notice that you got the money. So I am a little nervous about that. But the fact that they're going to test it and they're going to look at people's behaviors over time. I mean, I'm sure that first week people are going to get the money and they're going to be like, you see, I am going to run on McDonald's house or I'm going to go and do this. You'll be like, yay, oh, it's a good thing. You know, because, you know, trust me, if people want the $1,300 thing to fly, they're going to make it work. But then we need to catch them when they get used to it. We need to kind of catch them 6 months in, 1 year in, and do they just not notice it? And the other thing we need to catch is what's happening with inflation. What are we seeing with the prices of everything else? You know, in America, used cars like went up $2,000-$3,000 easily, or was it, I forget how much of a percent. So used cars went up. I talked to you about the towel issue. I need to buy new towels because Shakeaboo pees them up. Towels are at least $10 a pop, whereas I could get a $5 bath towel. Gloves went up. Masks went up. Toiletries, I hate calling them toiletries, but stuff near the toilet that you have to clean the toilet with and sprays and things like that. Everything went up. You know, getting a haircut went up. Food went up. One of our buddies likes to go and get subs. I'm not going to name the place. And they also noticed what we noticed. They went and got a sub, a drink and chips, and it was $13. That's fast food. Okay, fast food's supposed to be 99-cent menu, value menu. So if we're looking at $13, $14, you know, then is that $1,300 a month going to even make a difference? One of you had asked me the other day about gold. Should you buy gold? Okay, I guess. Gold is like $2,000 an ounce now. It went down, and then it's going up. I think Warren Buffett was talking about buying gold or something like that, so everybody started to feel, oh, we need to buy gold. I mean, if you can afford it. You know, it stinks. I had a couple boyfriends that bought me jewelry, and I was kind of dumb because I'm like, you could just take this necklace and, okay. Well, if there was any gold in that necklace, I should have kept it because now I could have some gold. Yeah. Corey, I always told not to buy jewelry. I was never into jewelry. I don't like to wear jewelry. I'm just not good at it. You know, I've lost, you know, rings. I've lost necklaces. I'm just not good with jewelry. Maybe I like to wear earrings once in a while. So all these years, I didn't have him buy me jewelry. So if you were married to somebody who bought you some gold, you got a little treasure chest. We don't. I told hubby to buy me steak or bring me chocolate or, you know, take me to the movies or, I don't know, you know, give me some waiters so we could go fly fishing. Actually, I didn't ask for it. I just got it. Give me a bowling ball. So I don't have gold. I don't really have gold. So gold, silver could be a smart buy. I don't know what the hell's going to happen with inflation. You can only do so much when you're just, you know, flipping dollars at everybody. You know, it's going to really depend on the administration and who gets in. If it is going to be a Biden administration, I think they are going to try to move forward with, you know, free college and universal health care and universal this. And so, you know, as we move towards, you know, a more socialized country, we're going to notice that the value of the dollar drops. So that is concerning. But I want to hear from you, and I know I kind of gave my opinion, but I really want to hear from you guys, all right? So, you know, should the U.S. consider universal income by giving people money, a finite amount, to people who are poor, right? Or not even poor, just, you know, people that fall under a certain range. And then how much? You know, when I'm looking at this thing in Germany, I'm hearing $1,300 a month. $1,300 a month, if you're renting a room, you know, and it's not your, I mean, $1,300 a month in Vegas, you know, some of the two-bedroom apartments are $1,300. I mean, and now with the power bills and the water bills and your car and car insurance, $1,300 is really not going to cover anything. But, you know, I'm really big on also incentive. And, you know, when I moved out of the house when I was 18 and I had to support myself and I needed to eat, you bet your butt I worked extra shifts because I wanted to eat. And the more I worked, the more I could eat. You know, and I know we don't have places to work right now. So that kind of muddies the water. But, you know, I mean, do we really need incentive or, you know, is it moot at this point? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.